Papua New Guinea now, where the former Prime Minister Peter O'Neill is refusing to hand himself in to police following yesterday's arrest warrant for official corruption. This is the second time Peter O'Neill has been charged with corruption after an arrest warrant was issued in 2014 but quashed 3 years later. Sir Arnold Amett is the former Chief Justice of Papua New Guinea and the former Attorney General under Prime Minister Sir Michael Somare. Sir Arnold Amett, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you, Hamish.
Peter O'Neill is refusing to cooperate with police. How much longer can he avoid dealing with the arrest warrant?
Well, he needs to cooperate and simply present himself as requested to the police for the interview. Otherwise, police simply can enforce the warrant of arrest and have him arrested. Hamish?
Police, though, are yet to reveal specific details of the charges due to what they say is the sensitivity of the investigation. Can you illuminate us in any way as to what the corruption charges relate to?
Only what's in the social media that the former Prime Minister himself has posted in response to the post by the Acting Police Commissioner. And it's in reference to, as I understand, a funding during the elections campaign in 2017 in the Medang province. And in that social post, he refers to that particular hospital just in the Medang province, which is the province, the district of the Minister of Police, Brian Kramer.
Right.
Yes.
This warrant, though, comes as a new report reveals corruption allegations surrounding PNG's hosting of last year's APEC summit, and the details are pretty staggering. The APEC authorities unable to account for $1.5 million Australian dollars following the summit. Obviously, Australia provided a lot of money for the running of the summit, so there's a fair amount of interest here in this story. Is there any connection, as far as you're aware, between the warrant and the investigation into APEC? Obviously, Peter O'Neill was leader at the time.
No, not as far as I understand from the response of Peter O'Neill himself in the social media in response to the Acting Police Commissioner's post of the taking out of the warrant arrest. That was in 2017 during the election campaign, and I think it's in relation to use of public funds for election purposes. That's, as I understand, would be the allegation of official corruption.
The community of, I guess you could describe them as sort of the political elite in PNG is relatively small, and PNG's new police minister, Brian Kramer, is a staunch critic of Peter O'Neill. He's repeatedly vowed to prosecute him. Is there much confidence that Peter O'Neill can get even a fair process?
Oh, yes, I believe so. They've begun the process, and we do have a resilient body of laws, constitutional and criminal laws, that we've inherited from our colonial past. The institutions are resilient, but I had it one of in my career. It is the personnel who man these institutions, deficiencies and effectiveness, that will be the test. The official process has begun, and as happened in 2014 and other times, the individuals have a presumption of innocence, and they have the right to go and challenge every process in court. So long as the processes are adhered to stringently, as I believe it will be, Mr. O'Neill will have his rights in court as and when the matters have progressed.
With all of these things happening, how much confidence can Australia have in the money that it gives to PNG being used appropriately and not being misappropriated?
Well, that, I am afraid, is one of the challenges of the current governments, any of our governments. And as we know, the government of James Marape has just handed down a supplementary budget, and there's been some considerable reduction in that and this negotiation that is of public knowledge with the Australian government to assist in towards the offsetting of some of the deficit. So really the challenge is with the current political government of the time as to the leadership and its political will to rein in and deal with the corruption issues that has plagued our nation for the last 40 plus years. So I do have some concern myself, having been a judicial officer and then a politician, as to our integrity and reputation as a government of the day in truly maintaining some measure of integrity and confidence with our development and bilateral partners internationally. Amos.
Sir Arnold Ammett, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Sir Arnold Ammett is the former Chief Justice of PNG and the former Attorney General under Prime Minister Sir Michael Somare.